We're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had recommended that every person partition his money, he have money ready to do acts of kindness. And he says, Gam shal yedei sheyeh lo mot mufrash leze, so that if he has money set aside for this, tiyah mitzvah yechola litkem tamid ayde anshei beto, then his family could also always do the mitzvah. If they know this is the box where we keep the money for chesed, so when opportunity arises, they could do it. Afilu bet shu sek pasakav baderech, or shu yashen, even if he is busy doing business or he's sleeping. Gam shem men yilmedu acharim gam ken nasot ken, and others will learn from him. If he knows he has his set money he's put aside for doing kindness, others will learn from him to do that too. Ve'yiratzeh avu zeh lifnei Hashem. And then by teaching others, he will find favor before God. Ki hu hevi lazeh, he has caused others to do kindness too. V'zehu tam ma'amaram, and that's why our sages taught in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shlosha ketarim, there are three crowns, ketor Torah, ketor kuhuna, ketor malchut, three crowns, crown of Torah, crown of kuhuna, priesthood you might say, crown of royalty, v'ketor shem tov ole al gabehem, and the crown of a good name, comes grows over all of them. Lefishal yedei Hashem atov shel yotzei al haadam al yedei maasav atovim, through a person's good name, his reputation that spreads thanks to his good deeds. Hakol rotzin nitavek b'maasav. So then other people want to do like him. People see that he has a good name, he's doing good deeds, they want to be like him. Hashem shamayim mitkadesh al yedei ze, and through that the name of heaven is sanctified. V'nireh li shezeu ma shamru chazal ezeu ben haolam haba. And this is what I think what Chazal meant when they said in the Talmud in Shabbos, who is the person worthy of the world to come? When you hear about a person that people say behind him, that's the way to go, be like him, that's a person that's worthy of the world to come. Says the Chafetz Chaim, I think that's a reference to this concept, that when a person does what's right, and then he causes others to do what's right, and people look up to him and admire him, so then he's doing a Kiddush Hashem, he's bringing others to the path that's right. I could tell you, I once had the good fortune of being in an apartment building with a big rabbi who was, he made very little of himself. And it was interesting to see that when he'd walk in the hallway, people behaved differently, they spoke differently. You could see just by the mere fact that he was there, people looked at him and they said, wow, if he's here, like people who didn't keep Shabbos, but when he was around, they'd hide their cigarette. They're like, they'd behave differently. And, you know, these things, one thing leads to another. When you see someone who's going in the way of Torah and you admire him and you want to be like him, so that moves the whole world forward.